Draw thy tool. Here comes one of the house of the Capulets.
Let us take the law of our sides. Let them begin.
I will frown as I pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare, I will bite my thumb at them, which is a disgrace to them, if they bear it.
You bite your thumb at me, sir.
I do bite my thumb, sir.
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
Is the law of our side if I say I?
No.
No, sir. I do not bite my thumb at you, sir, but I bite my thumb, sir.
Do you quarrel, sir?
Quarrel, sir. No, sir.
If you do, sir, I am for you. I serve as good a man as you.
No better.
Well, sir.
Say better. Here comes one of my master's kinsmen.
Yes, better, sir.
You lie.
Draw if you be men. Mercutio, remember thy swashing blow. Good morrow, cousin.
Is the day so young?
But new struck nine.
Ay me, sad hours seem long.
What sadness lengthens Romeo's hours?
Not having that which, having, makes them short.
In love?
Out.
Of love?
Out of her favor, where I am in love.
Alas, that love, so gentle in his view, should be so tyrannous and rough in proof.
Oh me, what fray was here? Yet tell me not, for I have heard it all.
Tell me in sadness, who is that you love?
What, shall I groan and tell thee?
Groan? Why no, but sadly tell me who.
In sadness, cousin, I do love a woman.
I aimed so near when I supposed you loved.
A right good mark, man, and she's fair I love.
A right fair mark, fair cuz, is soonest hit.
Well, in that hit you miss, she'll not be hit.
Then she hath sworn that she will still love. Then she hath sworn that she will still live chaste.
She hath forsworn to love, and in that vow do I live dead that live to tell it now.
Be ruled by me, forget to think of her.
Go, teach me how I should forget to think.
By giving liberty unto thine eyes, examine other beauties.
He that is strucken blind cannot forget the precious treasure of his eyesight lost. Farewell, thou canst not teach me to forget.
At this same ancient feast of Capulets sups the fair Rosaline, whom thou so lovest, with all the admired beauties of Verona. At this same ancient feast of Capulets sups the fair Rosaline, whom thou so lovest, with all the admired beauties of Verona. Go thither, and with unattainted eye, compare her face with some that I shall show, and I will make thee think thy swan a crow.
I'll go along, no such sight to be shown, but to rejoice in splendor of mine own.
You are welcome, gentlemen.
What lady is that which doth enrich the hand of yonder knight?
I know not, sir.
Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright. It seems she hangs upon the cheek of night like a rich jewel when the dawn ventures near. Beauty too rich for use, for earth too dear. Did my heart love till now, forswear its sight? For I ne'er saw to rue beauty till this night. For I ne'er saw true beauty till this night.
This, by his livery, should be a Montague. What dares the slave come hither, covered with an antic lace, to fleer and scorn at our solemnity? Now, by the stock and honour of my kin, to strike him dead, I hold it not a sin.
Why, how now, kinsman? Wherefore storm you so?
Uncle, this is a Montague, our foe, a villain that is hither come in spite to scorn at our solemnity this night.
Young Romeo, is it?
'Tis he, that villain Romeo.
Content thee, gentle cuz, let him alone. He bears him like a portly gentleman, and to say truth, Verona brags of him to be a virtuous and well-governed youth. Therefore, be patient, take no note of him. It is my will, the which, if thou respect, show a fair presence and put off these frowns and ill-beseeming semblance for a feast.
It fits when such a villain is a guest. I'll not endure him.
He shall be endured. Am I the master here or you?
Why, uncle, 'tis a shame.
You must contrary me. I'll make you quiet.
Patience perforce with willful choler meeting makes my flesh tremble in their different greeting. I will withdraw, but this intrusion shall, now seeming sweet, convert to bitter gall.
If I profane with my unworthiest hand this holy shrine, the gentle sin is this: my lips, two blushing pilgrims, ready stand to smooth that rough touch with a tender kiss.
Good pilgrim, you do wrong your hand too much, which mannerly devotion shows in this. For saints have hands that pilgrims' hands do touch, and palm to palm is holy palmer's kiss.
Have not saints lips and holy palmers too?
Aye, pilgrim, lips that they must use in prayer.
Oh, then, dear saint, let lips do what hands do. They pray, grant thou, lest faith turn to despair.
Saints do not move, thou grant for prayer's sake.
Then move not, while my prayer's effect I take. Thus from my lips by thine my sin is purged.
Then have my lips the sin that they have took.
Sin from thy lips? Oh, trespass sweetly urged, give me my sin again.
Kiss by the book.
Madam, your father craves a word with you.
What is her father?
I nursed his daughter, that you talked withal. I tell you, he that can lay hold of her shall have the chinks.
Is she a Capulet? Oh, dear account, my life is my foe's debt.
Away, be gone, the sport is at the best.
Aye, so I fear, the more is my unrest.
Come hither, nurse. What is yon gentleman?
His name is Romeo, and a Montague, the only son of your great enemy.
Only love sprung from my only hate, too early seen unknown, and known too late. Prodigious birth of love, it is to me, that I must love a loathed enemy.
Anon, anon, come, let's away. The strangers all are gone.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name. Or if thou wilt not, be but sworn, my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Shall I hear more? Or shall I speak at this?
'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name.
Henceforth I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou that thus bescreened the night, so stumbless on my counsel?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself, because it is an enemy to thee. Had I it written, I would tear the word.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair saint, if either thee dislike.
Cam'st thou hither, tell me, and wherefore? The orchard walls are high and hard to climb, and the place death, considering who thou art. If any of my kinsmen find thee here, if they do see thee, they will murder thee.
Alack, there lies more peril in thine eye than 20 of their swords. Look thou but sweet, and I am proof against their enmity.
I would not for the world they saw thee here. Dost thou love me?
If my heart's dear love...
I have no joy of this contract tonight. It is too rash, too unadvised, too sudden, too like the lightning which doth cease to be ere one can say it lightens.
Oh, wilt thou leave me so unsatisfied?
What satisfaction canst thou have tonight?
The exchange of thy love's faithful vow for mine.
I gave thee mine before thou didst request it, and yet I would it were to give again.
Wouldst thou withdraw it? For what purpose, love?
But to be frank, and give it thee again. Anon, good nurse, sweet Montague, be true. Stay but a little, I will come again.
Oh, blessed, blessed night! I am afeard. Being in night, all this is but a dream, too flattering sweet to be substantial.
3 words, dear Romeo, and good night indeed. If that thy bent of love be honorable, thy purpose marriage, send me word tomorrow, by one that I'll procure to come to thee, where and what time thou wilt perform the rite. And all my fortunes at thy foot I'll lay, and follow thee, my lord, throughout the world.
Madam!
1,000 times good night.
1,000 times the worse to want thy light.
Hist, Romeo, hist.
It is my soul that calls upon my name.
Romeo, good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow, that I shall say good night till it be morrow.
Hence will I to my ghostly father's cell, his help to crave, and my dear hap to tell.
I pray thee, good Mercutio, let's retire. The day is hot, the Capulet's abroad, and if we meet, we shall not scape a brawl. For now, these hot days, is the mad blood stirring.
Thou art like one of those fellows that when he enters the confines of a tavern, claps me his sword upon the table and says, God send me no need of thee. And by the operation of the second cup, draws it on the drawer, when indeed there is no need.
Am I like such a fellow?
Nay, and there were two such, we should have none shortly. For one would kill the other, and yet thou wilt tutor me from quarreling.
By my head, here comes the Capulets.
By my heel, I care not.
Gentlemen, gooden, a word with one of you.
And but one word with one of us? Couple it with something. Make it a word and a blow.
You shall find me apt enough to that, sir, and you will give me occasion.
Could you not take some occasion without giving?
Mercutio, thou consortest with Romeo.
Consort?
We talk here in the public haunt of men. Either withdraw unto some private place, and reason coldly of your grievances, or else depart, here all eyes gaze on us.
Men's eyes were made to look, and let them gaze. I will not budge for no man's pleasure eye.
Well, peace be with you now. Here comes my man.
But I'll be hanged now, if he wear your livery.
Romeo, the hate I bear thee can afford no better term than this. Thou art a villain.
Tybalt, the reason that I have to love thee doth much excuse the appertaining rage to such a greeting. Villain am I none. Therefore, farewell. I see thou knowest me not.
Boy, this shall not excuse the injuries that thou hast done me. Therefore, turn and draw.
I do protest I never injured thee, but love thee better than thou canst devise. Till thou shalt know the reason of my love. And so, good Capulet, which name I tender as dearly as my own, be satisfied.
Oh, calm, dishonorable, vile submission. Tybalt, you rat catcher, will you walk?
What wouldst thou have with me?
Good king of cats, nothing but one of your nine lives, that I mean to make bold withal, and as you shall use me hereafter, dry beat the rest of the eight.
I am for you.
Gentle Mercutio, put thy rapier up.
Come.
Draw, Benvolio, beat down their weapons. Hold, Tybalt, good Mercutio.
I am hurt. A plague of both your houses. I am sped. Is he gone and hath nothing?
What, art thou hurt?
Aye, a scratch. Marry, 'tis enough.
Courage, man. The hurt cannot be much.
No, 'tis not so deep as a well, nor so wide as a church door, but 'tis enough. 'Twill serve. Ask for me tomorrow, and you shall find me a grave man. Zounds! A dog, a rat, a mouse, a cat to scratch a man to death. A braggart, a rogue, a villain that fights by the book of arithmetic. Why the devil came you between us? I was hurt under your arm.
I thought all for the best.
Right. A plague of both your houses. They have made worm's meat of me. I have it. And soundly too. Your houses!
This gentleman, the prince's near ally, my very friend, hath got his mortal hurt in my behalf, my reputation stained with Tybalt's slander. Tybalt, that an hour hath been my cousin.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, brave Mercutio's dead. Here comes the furious Tybalt back again.
Now, Tybalt, take the villain back again. That late thou gavest me, for Mercutio's soul is but a little way above our heads, staying for thine to keep him company. Either thou or I or both must go with him.
Thou, wretched boy, that didst consort him here, shalt with him hence.
This shall determine that.
Romeo, away, be gone.
Oh, I am fortune's fool.
Why dost thou stay?